Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jürgen,
that was a
chaotic
end to the season. What would you make of it?
Top start, outstanding finish, in between. Yeah, we. So let me start with the most important. I really thought we fell from the first second today, but Southampton is really a good club. Like when you see the people with all the, you'll get relegated, which is obviously the worst view to what you want to happen. And then the atmosphere is like the atmosphere was, they have to say that's pretty special, like that a lot. But then we are tuning up. And you know that these players want to, Southampton players want to pay back to these people. And we let them just open the door for a really talented offensive team, like in the counter attack with the speed they have. I can make a list of things we weren't, and that have led to the counterattacks they had, scored the goals. And yeah, it's 2-2, then 4-2. And then we started doing the right things again. All of a sudden, we did what we actually wanted to do in the second half from the start. And it was more or less spectacular. I think we could have scored a fifth and sixth, and they had another counterattack. But how is that? Top start, outstanding finish, in between, just silly.
You just glad it's over now?
Yeah, very, very. Absolutely. There were moments during the season when you thought the season would be 4 years long. But thank God the last 10, 12 games, I'm not sure how long we are now, didn't lose anymore. 12 games?
11.
Yeah, 12 would have been better. And so that helped massively, gave us a real boost, gave us a perspective, gave us a basis for what we have to do, that it didn't turn into the best ever season. We see that, we know that. We are very disappointed about the fact that we didn't make it to the top four. But there are moments when you have to admit that there are four teams, at least they were better than us. So that's the truth. And we played a bad season, become fifth. That is a message as well. Imagine we are more our normal selves, which we absolutely will be again next season, and that will we will be a contender again. That's how it is. And and the last 11 games then helped us to realize that again, because before that it was obviously from a consistent point of view a season is very difficult to understand. We understood how we came into the situation, but there were so many moments when we thought now we saw that, in a week later we saw not yet. So that was the problem. And that's it. It's over, and now we can start preparing the future.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing you have to learn from the season? Because obviously you've had seasons where it's always had a positive conclusion, really, this season for you.
I think there's not a lot to learn from, but I would say what is to learn from is that I think in a lot of clubs, when the expectations are as high as in our club, rightly so, when things don't go well, pretty quickly starts with blaming each other, stuff like this that didn't happen here. I thought really, especially last week, we didn't need that now, but last week you could see the goodbye that our people are more than just with us, are really still completely behind us. And I like that a lot. but there was nothing really. And it's something we have to, we can use as well. I said it a couple of times, the better you behave in a crisis, the better you get out of it. And I really thought that was the case for us. Again, we are really, really not happy about it. And it's obviously for a club like us, it's massive not to qualify for the Champions League, I have to say. But in the next few years, you can see how many teams are playing for that now and have probably the right to that they want to be in it. You can see it will not be easier, but you still have to do it. And that's what we will try with all we have. If we improve, we are all of a sudden, and what we will do, we are all of a sudden again a team nobody really wants to play against, and that's what we have to become again. And there were a lot of games in the season, I think teams were happy to face us now. And that's actually the worst thing what can happen to you. And I hated these moments. But that's over now, and now let's start again.
It has been a long season with the World Cup and everything else. Is there any sense that you think that you'll be better after a break, you personally?
Yeah, look, that's okay. We all need a bit of luck, and we were actually the opposite. In America. So, like today, you could see the influence of Diogo Jota not available for most of the season. Luis Diaz not available for most of the season. Cody Gakpo only came in the winter. Bobby Firmino not available for big parts of the season. Darwin Nunez completely new. All of a sudden, we have to be a dominant team. Teams are waiting for us when we arrive there. And we couldn't sort it as good as we wanted. That's how it started. And from that moment on, we never calmed it down in the right way to be on it early enough. Let me say like this, because if we would have started this series now 4 or 5 weeks earlier, we still could have qualified for the Champions League, which is absolutely, we are not brilliant. That would have been outstanding. So we know the reasons why it happened. We expect from ourselves to sort it quicker, but we work with human beings, and that's then sometimes it takes a bit longer.
So I meant you personally as a manager.
Oh, what I don't.
Do you feel that you need a break?
No, not at all. I'm completely fine. If you would have asked me 11 games ago, you want to have a break, I would have thought about it, to be honest. But I'm absolutely fine, full of energy, all's fine. But I don't have a break. I don't have training and these kind of things. But a pretty busy period hopefully starts now as well, and in a different area of the game. And I'm more than happy to do that. And I will find time to re-energize. And then we start again in July.
Eight goals today, obviously. And that's a record in the season for Premier League goals over the course of the season. I was just wondering, do you have any sense of...
We won one game 9-0.
Yeah, but for all the teams, I mean, together, total goals in the Premier League.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering, do you have any thoughts on why you think that might have been this year, more goals than ever before in the league?
Usually you can see the big scorelines are when the teams are not good defending. I think that was the reason today. Both teams were not really good in defending. Both teams could have scored more goals. In general, I think that we all want to see that. I, as a neutral, I want to see it as well, to be honest. Today I would have loved to see a few less, but that's absolutely okay. I don't know 100%. Probably it's the quality. If you don't defend on top of your game, then you will get smashed in this league. Let me say like this, we saw today, it's not my job obviously to analyze the Southampton season, but I saw a lot of games and I liked what I saw. Really talented team. But then in the end, if the defending is not 100% right, you suffer. It was today the same. You saw how skilled they are. My God, the kids came on. I'm not sure they are shaving their face already. They're really young. And then give them a little bit of space and they go through. They have speed, they have technique, they have so many skills. But in the end, it's all about scoring more than the opponent. That's not always possible. That's why you better concede not that many. The league is really good, I have to say, and that's probably the main reason for it.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a nice summer. All the best. See you.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.